Ever wonder what tells the winners apart from the losers? And what does it really mean to be a winner? My name is Fred, and I'm a successful young entrepreneur passionate about sports, business, and mindset. If you are just like me and you want to crack the code to victory, the Winning Ways podcast is made for you.
After a 7-week winning streak, I lose $25,000 last week. It was a terrible week all around. I have a lot of lessons to give you guys from it, but as always, I'm very transparent with all my results, with everything that happens. I like to keep it real. I like to show you what it's like to be a sports investor, just like anybody else, just like an athlete, just like the president, just like anybody that's a human being. I had a bad week. Pretty much everything that could have went wrong, went wrong. I started the week bad. I had a chance to bounce back, but my emotions and my strategy weren't on point, and I ended up losing more. Now, let me give you the breakdown of how it started. You'll see exactly why I ended up down and why it was such a bad week. Probably the worst week I've had in 6 months. I started it with the Raiders Monday plus 7.5. They ended up not covering, had plenty of chances to cover, and that went down. Monday, loss, okay. Now, mistake number one was me chasing the Diamondbacks. I had the Diamondbacks all the way. I thought they were going to win, and when they went down in the series versus the Rangers, I didn't see it as something that they're not going to bounce back from. I thought they were going to bounce back, especially at home. So Tuesday and Wednesday, I ended up taking the Diamondbacks, thinking they were going to bounce back. No strategy really to it. It was all more emotion, and they lost. Wednesday comes, and I'm down $15,000. When that typically happens, when I go on a streak of 3, 4, 5 games lost in a row, I like to take a pause. I like to take a day off and see what I'm doing wrong. And I like to keep hitting my head against the wall. It's really not making me money. It doesn't work. When you're losing, it's better to take a day off, relax, disconnect, and then continue to the next day. So that I did. I came back Friday, lost with Syracuse. Their quarterback got benched last minute, which screwed me. And now I'm down $20,000. Saturday, I had a shot at bouncing back and having the week saved a bit, not ending it as bad as I could have. And this is a mistake that a lot of you make and I make. Even a professional has been doing this for 7 years, makes mistakes. And I don't have an ego. I can admit to it and learn from my mistakes. And the mistake was this one. I started with Clemson plus 3. I took against Notre Dame. That hit. And then I also had Kansas State plus 3.5 against Texas. Those two games hit. Now, from being down 20, I'm down 10. And instead of letting the day go, celebrating my victory and waiting till Sunday, I ended up taking two more plays, which lost and put me back down 17. Sunday, I woke up, took the Dolphins, lost $7,500. I lost $25,000 in total. Now, am I stressed? Am I sad? Am I down? Not at all. I've won 8 months straight. I see this as an investment. As a month to month to month, I see it as a year investment. But for my clients, I see it as every month. And I've won the last 8 months. I'm putting my results right here for you guys to see. March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October. We're in November 6th as of the moment I'm recording this. And there's still plenty of time to end this month green. Now, did I make mistakes? Yes. Do I have to improve? Of course. Is there an excuse for last week? Not at all. I gotta do better and I will do better. But the reality is mistakes can happen. And success in this industry is determined by you minimizing the amount of mistakes you make. The amount of times you decide to chase. The amount of times you decide to get greedy. If you can minimize those moments, you'll start succeeding more. And I didn't minimize those moments this past week. I actually enhanced them. I chased on Saturday. Sunday, I woke up and took the first play trying to get it all back. After the first loss, I took the day off and I decided to wait till Monday to start the week fresh and start on a new streak. But the reality is I made mistakes. I lost big and I got some work to do to bounce back. But to end it on a positive note, we've profited over $200,000 over these last 8 months. Little bump in the road. We'll bounce back. November, December, January, February are going to be excellent months. I promise you that. NBA is one of my best sports. But I want to be transparent, guys. I want to show you guys what can happen in this industry if you don't follow the rules, if you don't have discipline. Look, it happened to me. Don't let it happen to you. I can afford it. Some of you guys can't. And I used to do it in moments when I couldn't afford it, and it put me in a hole that sometimes I didn't even know how to get out of. So just wanted to share some expertise, wanted to share the reality of what happened to me last week and keep it real. I hope you guys enjoyed this. I hope you guys take notes and learn from my mistakes so you guys don't make them. And if you guys are in my free Telegram, I highly suggest you join it. I post free plays there. I post free educational stuff there. And I'm coming out with a free course, a course that I'm going to give for free to a couple people. And it's going to be posted in that Telegram. So please join it. It's in the description below. I'll have more episodes for you guys to come. Hope you guys enjoyed it. Have a good one.